Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. It is a tricky week in college football and the NFL. Like, for example, Pauly, we're going to talk to Paul Stone here, friend of the show, professional sports bettor here, coming up in a second with his three best college bets right now. Like, finding five bets this week in the NFL for these pick'em contests.
Yeah.
When you have six teams on bye, man. And guy, you know, 26-4 to lead the entry. Right. Watch him go 4-1 again. You know, or pop up a 5-0. Difficult, very difficult. And Paul Stone joins the program now. He is great on this all year long on college football, professional sports better. Before we get into your best bets of this weekend, Paul, like for you involved in these contests as well, college and pro, these weeks, man, weeks like this, pretty tricky with all these bye weeks.
I tell you, it is. You know, I'm actually in. The Circus Survivor and still alive in that contest, but primarily do college selections in the Golden Nugget contest and in the college-only William Hill contest. And in the William Hill contest, you've only got 30 games to select from each week, and you've got to make 8 selections. And I've got you know, multiple entries, so it is a challenge, and even more so this week. You know, so yeah, it's just part of it. You roll with it and try to come up with something.
Okay, let's get your first game that you like today. Ohio State takes on Indiana. Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. I don't think they're afraid to run up style points here down the stretch of the season now, and they're really clicking on offense. They are laying, you know, 20.5 or 3 touchdowns on the road against Indiana. Who do you like here?
Well, you know, I most people are hesitant to lay 20.5 on the road, and I am as well. But this Ohio State team, I think you kind of hit it on the nose. They've been playing catch-up since losing at home to Oregon 35-28 in Week 2, and they've pretty much kept their foot on the accelerator. They've dominated four, you know, outclassed opponents by an average of 40 points a game since losing to Oregon. You know, to be clear and to be fair, though, none of those teams, Tulsa, Akron, Rutgers, or Maryland, are at the level of this week's opponent, Indiana. And even at, you know, 2-4, a Hoosier team that's been really disappointing, obviously, to this point. Looking at Indiana, this was a team that entered the season with grand expectations. They were ranked in the preseason poll for the first time since 1969. But they're reeling. You know, clearly they only have one victory over an FBS team this season. And that was a close game. That was a 33-31 victory at Group of Five Western Kentucky, which is only 2-4 on the year. And they've got a multitude of issues, the Hoosiers do, no question about it. First and foremost, I think, is at the critical quarterback position. Michael Penix Jr., again listed week to week by head coach Tom Allen. But I think it's fairly clear he's not going to play, and they're going to again be forced to go with Utah transfer Jack Tuttle. And Tuttle, to say the least, has been really inconsistent since he started the bowl game against Ole Miss last season. Tuttle is just 62 of 115 passing. That's only 54% and only for 557 yards. So that's an average of just 4.8 yards per pass attempt, which is really low. And he's only thrown one touchdown against 4 interceptions during that span. So hadn't really been very proficient in the passing game. Meanwhile, you look at Ohio State, their quarterback C.J. Stroud, who hadn't even thrown a pass collegiately before this season, he just continues to get better. Week by week, he's even generated some Heisman buzz in recent weeks. Doesn't hurt to have those two receivers, Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, two guys who have already combined for over 1,000 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns this season. You look at Ohio State in this type of role as well, 7-1-1 against the spread in its last 9 as an away favorite, and it was favored by 17 or more points in 6 of those games. The Bucks have scored 42 or more points in their last 6 conference games. I think that streak continues at Indiana. They need the style points. I think the Buckeyes roll Indiana this week in Bloomington.
All right, very good. Okay, Texas San Antonio is a really good story. They are 7-0. They're on the road taking on Louisiana Tech. They're 2-4. And Paul, La Tech just got beat against UTEP 19-3 last week. But Texas San Antonio laying less than a full touchdown here. How are you approaching this game?
you know, first of all, looking at UT San Antonio, this is a team that, you know, didn't even play football until 2011 and didn't even play a full FBS schedule until 2 years later in 2013. But former Texas guy who was a high school coach here in East Texas, the part of the state that I live in, Jeff Traylor, the Roadrunners head coach, he could probably run for mayor of San Antonio these days. You know, they're really excited about the Roadrunners. They are undefeated at 7-0, ranked for the first time in program history, number 24 in the AP poll, number 25 in the coaches poll. Again, the entire city is abuzz. They're thinking Conference USA title and those types of things. On Saturday, UTSA is going to travel to Ruston, Louisiana. They're going to face a Louisiana Tech squad, again, that you indicated is checking in with a 2-4 record, had a really lackluster poor offensive showing in that 19-3 loss at UTEP. So at a casual glance, if you just take a look at it, cursory glance, UT San Antonio would seem to have everything going its way, and Louisiana Tech would appear to be, you know, going nowhere fast. But sometimes I'm going to be a contrarian, and this is going to be one of those weeks. Louisiana Tech's play the, you know, a far more difficult schedule than UTSA. Their schedule ranked 78th by Jeff Sagrin. UTSA's schedule only 131st. So their schedule is, you know, behind even some FCS teams. You look again at the Louisiana Tech, three of their losses have been by six or fewer points. Those losses have been to some good football teams. Mississippi State, SMU, and NC State could have easily won two of those games, actually lost to SMU on the final play of the game. And then you look at UTSA's ledger, four of their victories have been by 7 points or fewer, and those four teams that they've beat by 7 points or fewer, a collective 6-17 versus FBS opponents this year. UTSA playing for the eighth straight week, might be a little bit tired mentally and physically. It's basking in all this glory. Louisiana Tech, meanwhile, a wounded, hurting football team back against the wall. I like Louisiana Tech plus 6.5, going down to 6 at some places, but you can still find 6.5 if you shop around. I think Louisiana Tech has a good chance of beating UTSA and Ruston on Saturday.
All right, very strong. Let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Stone is our guest. He's on Twitter, at Paul Stone Sports. You can download, subscribe, and listen to his podcast. It is the Paul Stone Sports podcast. And then in this big rival spot between Notre Dame and Southern Cal, this is in South Bend on Saturday night. It is an evening game, and the Fighting Irish favored by 6.5 or 7. So again, shop around there. Total is 57.5. Both teams off the bye. What do you like here?
I'm going to look at the total here, Mitch. You look, first of all, at Notre Dame, and statistically, if you just look at the different defensive statistical categories, the Irish look pretty strong, but they haven't exactly played a murderer's row of opposing offenses, if you will. Cincinnati, the only opponent they have faced that ranks in the top 40 in total offense. You look at the Trojans, you know, they certainly have some warts and imperfections, but none of their blemishes, or I shouldn't say none, but most of their blemishes are on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball. They're a team that throws the ball 60% of its offensive plays. They feature one of the nation's most prolific receivers in 6'5", 215-pound Drake London. He's a guy who's almost certain to have a 100-catch, 1,000-yard season this season. He might even have about 1,300 receiving yards at his current pace. Through just six games, the regular season's midpoint, London already has 64 catches for 832 yards, wow, 5 touchdowns. And again, while the Trojans can score, they average a shade over 32 points a game. They have trouble keeping their opponent from scoring. The three teams that have defeated USC this year, those teams being Stanford, Oregon State, and most recently Utah, have all scored 42 or more points in defeating the Trojans. And again, of those teams, only Oregon State ranks in the top 40 in scoring offense, and the Beavers check in at number 30. The Trojans, again, they can score, can't really defend. I look for points Saturday night in South Bend. I recommend taking over 57.5.
So that play, Ohio State minus 20.5, and La Tech plus 6.5 against Texas San Antonio. Very good. Paul, thanks for the time as always. Good luck this week.
Good deal. You guys have a great weekend of college football, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, you too.
You got it.
Hey, Paulie, what's the narrative going to be when Notre Dame goes 11-1?
No kidding. right? That'll definitely help out Cincinnati. That's what Cincinnati needs. Case Keenum said he's built for this. Well, it just got more difficult. So he doesn't have Hunt, Chubb. You could have two tackles out. Landry could play, and he might not have Beckham. Significant shoulder injury. This is James Palmer. Uphill battle to go tonight. Oh, man. I think that's a big People's Jones props over, right? Who's he throwing to then?
Joku?
I guess he could do that, too.
No, but I mean, in terms of wide receivers, it's going to have to be him, right?
Yeah, right. All these guys out. 2-41.
Felton, the rookie from UCLA? Yeah.
221 is his yards prop at Bet Rivers.
I got to look for some player props right now.
DraftKings Sports Betting National Championship coming up November 5th through the 7th. And VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long. Live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more info and learn how you can enter for your chance to test your skills and, more importantly, win cash, including the million-dollar top prize. VSiN.com/SBNC. 2 million guaranteed. Get up there now. Check it out. And that's coming up soon.
Okay, so why don't we dive into that game then? Coming up next, we will get into the player props. We will get into receiving yards, anytime touchdown scores. I'm going to make a good case, I think, anyway. I'm betting a guy tonight at around plus 260 for a touchdown at any point in this game. I'll tell you why I'm going to bet that coming up here on Follow the Money.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
First Bet wants to get ready for the Breeders' Cup, a chance to win $1,000 in free bets. Go to VSiN.com/horses to enter for your chance to win. Grand prize winner will have $1,000 deposited into their account before Friday, November 5th. Plenty of runner-up prizes as well. Sign up today, VSiN.com/horses. Terms and conditions apply, but VSiN.com/horses to sign up and for more info.
You asked for player props in this game tonight. Well, I'm looking at DraftKings menu for the Browns and Broncos. They actually don't even have a wide receiver listed right now for the Browns that I'm seeing. They only have Broncos wide receivers up. That's how bad it is right now for this Browns offense. Yeah, and who knows who's going to play. So they have Sutton, Williams, Gordon, Fant, and Patrick listed for Denver and nobody for the Browns. On a Thursday game, have we ever seen this before? Probably not, since we've been doing this show now for the last 4.5 years. I have
nothing at multiple books.
Yeah. Yep. Because you don't know. That's amazing. It really is. The Ernest Johnson props. He is plus 650 first touchdown score, plus 130 range anytime touchdown score, 8-1 on two touchdowns, and 59.5 is the yards prop. Again, with Cleveland, the third best graded run blocking line at Pro Football Focus. But the two tackles are questionable, Willis and Conklin, and Denver is allowing the fourth fewest yards per carry and eighth fewest rushing yards per game to opposing backs. This is, you want to talk about a hound's breakfast. This is it.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Right. This could be something tonight. And the loser's in a world of hurt. Now, I still think, Teddy's done a nice job this year, but you want Teddy as a dog and not the favorite. But I like the Broncos in this spot. As far as Keenum, I don't think he can hold a. Held against him what happened when he was with the Rams and a bad organization. But 7-17 since he guided the Vikings to the NFC title game, 6-10 when he was in Denver, hasn't started since 2019. You mentioned the Stefanski connection earlier. The other thing was, what's realistic for points tonight with all these guys out, especially if they can't protect them with the tackles out and Von Miller salivating. And then the defense has allowed 84 points in their last two games.
Yep.
Can Garrett really be the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year when you've allowed 84 points in the last two games?
No, it has to be. I said this on Monday.
It's got to be Diggs.
It must be Diggs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right, at this point.
And he's the second choice.
So,
but again, this is on Shurmur. They can't start off with a good drive to start the game, and they've been atrocious on third down this year and since Fangio took over. They're the worst team in the league the last 2 years on third down. And they're the worst team in the league this year on third down. They're only 29% on third down. So you got to give Bridgewater some help, too, in the offense. But he also is dealing with the quad injury, too.
Sure.
He's supposed to play, but he's banged up as well.
So both quarterback passing yards prop, right, they both come down since last night. Teddy Bridgewater was 231.5. It's now 228.5. And by the way, Cleveland's defense last couple of weeks, they have been scorched by really good quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert. Before that, Cousins having a nice year again, but Vikings, Chicago, Houston, they only allowed 166 yards and one touchdown in those games. And the Keenum prop was 221.5. It's sitting at 218.5 right now. Touchdowns for Keenum, 1.5. The under is minus 195. How about an INT tonight from Keenum? To throw one INT is minus 140.
Okay.
And for Teddy Bridgewater, who's coming off that four turnover game, he threw three picks, which is a career high. For Teddy to throw an INT tonight, it is even money in the game.
I can't get longest touchdown, biggest lead, all that stuff. Nothing up yet. Damn. Mm. I will take a look, though, at Bet Rivers in a first score of the game, Broncos field goal, plus 325.
Okay.
And scoreless quarter is plus 260. I also want to see what they put up with. It's usually no score first 5.5 minutes of the game, what they're going to do here.
Cortland Sutton tonight, yards prop 64.5. Receiving yards, Noah Fant is 42.5. And Tim Patrick, the guy I like, is 44.5. And part of the reason why I like him, again, Cleveland's defense, they've allowed receivers to score 9 touchdowns so far this year, 6 of those in the last 2 weeks. Patrick has scored a touchdown in 50% of his games. He's received at least 6 targets from Bridgewater in 3 consecutive games as well. And it looks like he's going to go against rookie cornerback Greg Newsome. And he is allowing a passer rating of 124 on the season. So I like, you know, the yards prop is 44.5. Maybe take a peek at the over there, but also as high as plus 265 anytime touchdown score tonight for Tim Patrick. I like that angle.
Okay, good breakdown. The other thing, what in the world happened last week? Now, I don't know if Keenum can take advantage, but it was embarrassing what happened to this Denver defense. They allowed 7 passing plays of 25 yards or more, most since 1991. That is unacceptable. That cannot happen. And the crazy thing is they've won 12 of the last 13 here head-to-head with the meetings. But if you know, this is squeaky bum time if the Browns lose tonight. Because then you have the Steelers on deck, and again, you don't know who's going to be healthy. You can laugh at the Steelers and say, well, you almost lost at home to Geno Smith, but if you have all these guys out and there's no telling when they're coming back,
oh, it does not look good.
You might have to beat Pittsburgh with Case Keenum in a week.
Does not look good for Hunt.
Yes.
That might be longer than the whole 3 week going on the IR type of deal. That might be, like, their bye week is way later in the season. It might be until then.
Right, but no Chubb again. So that was, if you laid $1.10 with Henry a couple of weeks ago to lead the league in rushing, my God.
Well, you brought up Peoples-Jones earlier.
Okay, I think he has a good game.
Can't find a prop on him as of right now. But here's the deal again. Denver secondary, they've allowed 90 or more yards to a receiver in 3 consecutive weeks. If he's, whoever's on Kyle Fuller tonight, we don't know that at this point, he's allowing a passer rating of 121. That's a guy that you might want to have a part of. And again, I brought up the rookie Felton from UCLA. He's a slot guy. People think that he's a running back. He really is not. So Felton is a guy that you might want to grab tonight. If you can, again, it's difficult to find him at this hour, but if you're seeing like a very small number on receiving yards for him, maybe anytime touchdown score, that type of a deal, might not be the worst idea imaginable. So that's where we're at right now. All these injuries for the Browns, man.
They're still $2 to make the playoffs.
That's
too high.
A lot to overcome.
Take a look at the schedule. Right. Denver plus 230 now to make the playoffs at Bet Rivers.
Oh.
Going to be tough.
No, I'm obsessed with finding numbers on Felton right now.
Okay.
If you want to help us out, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard on Twitter.
Yeah, any thoughts on the 4 college games? I know you made the good case, SMU team total over first half, maybe for game
for
going
game.
Against Tulane. Tulane giving up 40 points per game and 480 yards. SMU trying to stay undefeated. Butch Jones and Arkansas State, my God, it's laughable. They're giving up 9 yards per play. 580 yards a game and 46 points per game. They're taking on Louisiana. That's moved 3 points. And based on what happened last night, absolutely. Because they crushed App State last week, and App State surprised Coastal last night. And that's not gone up to 18, the total of 70. And the total is also in the 70s with the SMU game against Tulane. And I see a bunch of points there. How about that guy, by the way? Dykes? I wonder if because remember he went small program Cal didn't work out. I think he left. I think he quit and went to SMU. But that guy certainly knows offense. He was at Louisiana Tech. That's where he was. Did a great job at Louisiana Tech. And then didn't work out. Now back at got SMU rolling. But and then I don't know. There's a 5-point move in the Florida Atlantic game. They haven't beat anybody. They're 3-3 against Charlotte, who's 4-2. That opened 2 here. That's up to 7 and a total of 54. And the game was close last season. And then your late game, your get out game here, San Jose State laying 4. Without Starkle, they don't really have a chance on offense. I think it's Chase, the backup, but the total of 44. UNLV is 0-6, but they are 5-1 ATS.
Yeah, I'm okay with taking UNLV again tonight plus the 4 points. In fact, I might sprinkle a little bit on UNLV on the money line. I know that they haven't won a game since Arroyo took over as the head coach last year, but they're getting close. They're on the precipice here, almost won last week. And San Jose State, yep. I mean, it's not the same team.
All right. Thanks to Sean. Largest lead, 14.5 in the game tonight.
Okay.
Under 140. Oh, I like that. Thank you. Very good.
PointsBet is giving you the chance to bet risk-free coming up on Sunday night. Place your bet on Indy versus San Francisco. And if your bet loses, you're going to receive a free bet refund up to $20 in free bets. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21+. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Yeah, I can't recall like a Thursday or a Monday night game where we've had this many injuries at this stage. I mean, 12 hours from kickoff, that type of a deal. But
it was the Green Bay San Francisco. Remember, it was COVID and everything. And are they going to play the game? And because they had all these guys that were out, and they still played the game.
Yeah, well, in a non-COVID year, yeah, that was a Thursday night game, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and they had to do patchwork across the entire team, pretty much. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. NBA was loaded last night, a huge schedule. We get 3 games tonight. They're on the board. I made a bet last night. I'll save this. I'll tell you who it was. The number's gone now, but I bet a guy during the game at 250-1 to win the MVP. I added.
Whoa!
Did I freak out? Did I panic? Any guesses who it was? Well, actually, don't say anybody on the air. Think about it here. And number's long gone now, the way it looks.
I know the rookie of the year got off to a good start for you.
Yeah, that was a good one game. So 6-month season. But I'll tell you who that is, and we'll run down the 3 games that we have tonight. Again, this quote from a player, he circled the game on his calendar, said wants to win it more than any other game this year. That's coming up.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. Great site. Check it out. Who'd you bet? Come on, 250-1. Someone guessed Jaylen Brown. So did I. What a game that was last night. Double overtime. Knicks win.
It was awesome watch.
Fournier, Garden was on fire. LeBron even tweeted. LeBron was watching the game. Great back and forth. Brown, what would he have, 20 points right away? 16 of the first 20, I think he had?
It was not Jaylen Brown.
Who was it?
From the same game. Julius Randle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's down to 80-1 here at Circa.
Knocked down some threes early.
Looked awesome again.
Where was
last
that
night?
In the playoffs? But they had a hell of a year. Yeah.
Well, tweeted out last night how much I love the guy, and I've loved him ever going all the way back to Kentucky. It was unfortunate what happened. He got hurt right away with the Lakers. And people responded, and I wasn't going to get involved, but they were like, oh, he was terrible in the playoffs. Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. I get it. In the regular season last year, he was phenomenal, and he was most improved player, whatever. I mean, he was so good. And I like that point. I'm forgetting who it was. Was it Brian Windhorst who brought it up? Thibodeau?
It was Windhorst. He wants to win every game.
Thibodeau wants to win every single game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, and that's one of the reasons why we loved him last year, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, might get me for the win total, but it was more of I didn't like the acquisition of Kemba, and they also it's a grinder in the East. There's so many good teams. At least finally there's depth in the East, and it was a good night in the association. I was very disappointed with how the Bulls looked offensively. I mean, I have high hopes, like as do you, with the Bulls this year, and that was a struggle. Very important. They waved off the final basket there. As they cover and win by 6, the Hornets were down big, and they came back to beat the Pacers, although I like Carlisle, and that was a good job by the Pacers with down two key guys, and they still should have won. I like, again, I keep going to the well here with the Wizards. They got Dinwiddie. They got Kuzma. Harrell had 22 points off the bench and was 9 of 11. And I don't know, I don't like anything I'm seeing out of Toronto. I mean, it's Van Vliet, Siakam, Dragic, then who? I mean,
they got some nice young players.
I don't know. That was pathetic. They scored 83 points against the Wizards.
Well, it's one game. I mean,
horrible start.
Look at some of the games from last night, though, that were really low scoring. I mean, we had a bunch of them last night. And, you know, I will say this about that Bulls-Pistons finish. And, I mean, look, I mean, if you had the Pistons plus the points, I'm sorry, it completely sucks. But we need the NBA to get these calls right. And I'm glad they didn't just walk off the court and say, it's good, we're going to count it, we're not going to look here. They need to realize, right, at the time, did it count, did it not count? They went to the scores table to look, and it didn't. So they called in real time a good basket, and when the red light went off and it clearly was not a good basket, you need to wipe that off the board then. That's very important. Remember, we had that in college basketball. For those of you new to the show here, we had this in college basketball a couple of years ago where it was the same referee, like on back-to-back games where the shot came down. It was clearly, you know, late, and both times the point spread was affected, and the guy was on both, whether it was Randy Ayers on the game?
On both of them.
Well, count it! Yep. And then he'd run right off the court. Well, wait a second here. Yep. This is no good!
Yep. Terrible job. Tonight in the association, three games, good doubleheader on TNT. To win the Southeast, Miami's even money, Atlanta plus 110.
That's going to be a good battle.
I like Atlanta because I think there's going to be significant load management with Miami. And that whether he's injured or they want him to take some games off, that's going to happen with Butler, and I think it's going to happen with Lowry a lot as well. But the Tucker thing doesn't do much for me. They also bring in Morris, but the biggest news is you get Hero back to normal, and the guy they had when they went to the finals, not the guy who disappeared last year.
It's got
to
be rookie Hero.
You're right.
Not second year smelling himself Hero.
Right. And I do like Atlanta tonight, lane 2.5 at home. Luka 27, 8-8 last year. But the roster again. I mean, come on. Get the guy some help. And I think it's a significant downgrade going from Carlisle to Kidd. They did sweep Atlanta last year, but everything changed with the Hawks once they put McMillan in there and promoted McMillan. 27-11 when they changed coaches. 23-6 last 29 at home. Good roster, good team, and almost went to the finals last year.
Yep. Another thing to watch from last night, and I have the Grizzlies win total over 41.5. I have a slice of them as well to win their division and beat out the Mavericks.
4-1, yeah. Dallas is 240 to win their division. Risking 24 to win 10, yeah. Mm.
So they had a tough time putting away the Cavaliers. And I don't know, maybe the Cavaliers make some improvements this year. There's some talent on that team, but they eventually won and covered by 11 points. But that was a super high-scoring game. So something to pay attention to with those two teams from last night, with maybe the pace, how well they shot. Both teams made 14 three-pointers last night. Morant was the man. He had 37. So that was a great debut for him. But I like that team this year, and I am down on the Trailblazers. I actually, in the VSiN betting guide, I had the Blazers out of the playoffs. Not making it. And no Bagley last night for the Kings. So I don't know how the hell that's going to end, but I don't think he's going to be on the roster for a long time this year. And they had a bunch of guys last night. Barnes had 36. De'Aaron Fox, who is incredible, had 27 and 8 assists. So that was a nice win to begin the year for the Kings on the road. McCollum in the loss had 34. I think this Portland team is going to be in for a long season.
Okay. What do you think of the Miami-Milwaukee game? They swept them in the playoffs. You have to worry, I guess, now that things are getting back, things are back to normal, worry about the Miami flu. If the guys went out and having a good time with Milwaukee, you're not going to have Portis, Hood, Holiday should play. Check the status of DiVincenzo.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good game tonight, too. And the Bucks were fantastic blowing out the Nets.
Looks like at least one spot, the Bucks are now up to 3.
That high? Okay.
Right. 2.5 at most spots, but again, this was 1.5 yesterday, so it's definitely on the move. You know, it's funny how this flipped, right? If you go back to the bubble, and we loved the Heat.
Right.
Loved them. I mean, that's one of our favorite bets all time in the history of the show was against the Bucks in that series at a huge plus price, and they took them out in 5 games, and then it flipped last year. And the and what, like you said, within in that playoff series, the Bucks just did whatever they wanted against them.
How about the late game? Where are you at with the Clippers?
Ah, man, isn't this kind of like you got to need to see it for a little bit here first?
Who knows? Yeah, no Kawhi, no Ibaka. Great job. Great sign early that the Warriors beat the Lakers and Curry was 5 of 21. It's a good roster. We got a nice roster. And with Klay Thompson coming back eventually, Poole, a lot of guys can score.
I think so.
You know, it was a 38-point. That's on the Lakers, though. It's 38 points in the fourth quarter by the Warriors. That can't happen if you're Los Angeles. So those are only the three games tonight. The other thing to watch now, in light of what happened yesterday, the Astros are now $1.10 at William Hill to win the World Series. And remember, Mattress Mack is going to win 36, well, at least with the sports books, he'll win $36 million if the Astros win the World Series with all his hedging with the crazy promotions he does. Win it all, get it all in Houston with the furniture stores. So, and this is a it was a whole different ballgame this year. He got a great price. You had all the hype with the Dodgers and the Padres. Then you had the great story with the Giants. So no one was talking about the Astros.
Sure, sure.
And here they come, and we could have a Houston-Atlanta World Series.
Well, you know what this is going to create? It's going to create kind of a false market because he stands to win so much money. This has happened before with this guy where he's all over Houston, and books need the other side, so they'll bump up the numbers, and it becomes very enticing then because these numbers are a little bit out of whack.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's going to happen again because I'll be on the other side then.
And I don't know. You're right. How do you – what is the exact number about liability or the promotion with the furniture? I mean, is it do you get everything free or is it a rebate? You get half off or you can get what you bought. Let's say you spent $2,000 at the furniture store. You're good for half of it. Or, I mean, I don't know how all those crazy promotions work with what he does here. But, I think he got, what was it, at William Hill alone. Wasn't it 16-1?
Yes.
For a million? I think it was in the summer. I can't recall.
I believe that was the overall number. I don't remember the amount
that
he bet down.
It was in one book he made that
right.
bet.
So $36 million overall. We can get him on the show, by the way. Maybe, sometime soon. By the way, so you're telling me my ticket is dead. I have that World Series exact. I have Red Sox over the Braves. But I think the Red Sox can get Game 6. Eovaldi's going to go. And I think the Red Sox can pound the guy who's going to be on the mound for the Astros.
You get that kind of performance out of Sale, and you do nothing offensively, you can't win that game? Killer.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
And I don't know why in the world did they pitch to Alvarez with first base open?
Yep.
That was lunacy. Home run, double off the wall. What do you think's going to happen? He has his number. But you get that kind of performance out of Sale, and it's no good. And the other thing, the Schwarber error is T-ball. Catch the ball, man. That changed everything, too. So at least I would say the Red Sox have a chance. I can't believe I'm saying this, and I don't care what happened last year. What's going on with the Dodgers? And now they're going to go an opener? I think the Braves take them out tonight. The Braves, that's a great response by the Braves to get off the deck after they blew it 2 days ago, up 5-2 in the eighth. Freed's going against an opener?
Can't go Scherzer?
Turner's out. Justin Turner's out for the year. Trey Turner can't hit. The top five guys in the lineup didn't get a hit yesterday.
No, he pointed out.
What's going on with this team?
I brought up before the series, this could be where they're going to miss Kershaw and Muncy.
Muncy, right.
And certainly that came to fruition. You don't think they could go for Kershaw today on the mound?
Yeah. Maybe they're out of gas. I don't know. Maybe it's out of gas. I don't know. But this is, you're right. It should have been a sweep. Broom should have been out.
Up next, win some, lose some, recapping last night's betting action with the line moves and bad beats and more on this pivotal Game 5 in the NLCS.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. A lot happened last night with the props at Bet Rivers. Duvall to hit a home run and the Braves win plus 850. Rosario, home run. Braves win 10-1. He hit two. I didn't see a prop for that. Freeman to go deep, and the Braves win 9-1. Also for the Atlanta to score first, and they win plus 285. Urdias against Chavez. and the Dodgers can't win, and they get routed. Didn't see that one coming.
Can't score.
No, and they've owned Atlanta at Dodger Stadium. Alvarez to hit a home run, and the Astros win, plus 750. And all hell broke loose once we got into the late innings there. To the videos, as always, subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Check out everything we do and our radio and podcast people as well. Good mix today with the videos. This is the Donut Challenge, the owner, the human, and the dog. On your mark, get set, go. And he grabs the first one, no problem. And he puts that down, and he moves on to number two. And he hits number three, and that's a five-pack for you, right? As the owner's struggling just to get like a quarter donut down. He takes this one, takes them two.
He's helping him out, yeah.
Takes them all. Oh, he has like seven donuts there.
Like 30 seconds, man.
Yeah, right. Piece of cake. That is great with the Donut Challenge. Need the video up for this one. Boy, I'm not a fan of what the cat did here. I mean, what he did, the poor dog. Dog's sleeping. Right? Okay, a little release.
Yeah, let's one loose.
Right, let's one loose, and look at the cat, look at him. Like, what did you just do? I'm sleeping right next to you. Oh, he hits him twice in the head.
Never again.
Oh.
Look at the cat, look at the cat's face. What did you...
I don't... Oh!
That's a loud thud, by the way.
He hits him twice.
In the skull.
The dog's like, what
Spicoli moment right there.
I like that the dog went right back to sleep. That is great. Suburb of Las Vegas, Summerlin. This is at the Suncoast Hotel and Casino. Win some. $5 denomination, which is $25 every time you hit the button. Aces and a kicker. $10,000. He just holds the ace. Mm. And it comes ace, three, ace, ace. Mercy! He was playing triple-double, it was $20,000. That is a nice hit. Big time. Lose some. Coastal Carolina. Well, right? Everyone thought they knew some. Plus one, the opener, went off a five-point choice, lost outright to App State. Only their second win against a ranked opponent, AP yep. Top 25.
Did not hear a single person really make the case for yep. App State yesterday.
And 14-0 in a hurry. But the onside kick changed everything. Wizards-Raptors over 219 up to 223.5. Not even close. 98-83. Couple of lose some videos and or tweets. The airline behavior, how people behave on airplanes, it's been a problem for 2 or 3 years and it must stop. Between taking the shoes off and the socks off, or putting your feet up on the wall, or your feet up on someone's armrest behind you. Look at this move. The guy's right on FTM at VSiN.com. Little bubble gum in the hair will solve that issue. The gal puts her hair over the chair and it's in the guy's lap.
You know, we're living in a society.
Crazy.
It's such a despicable move to make for a person to do this. I need to know nothing more about this person to tell you that they're a terrible person, that they're a bad human being.
Yeah.
For them to do this.
Yeah.
From seeing this picture, you're a scumbag.
How about foot up on someone's seat back when you're at a movie theater? There's another one.
Yeah.
Another one is putting the up on someone's armrest when you're behind them on the chair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this was sent in, too, from a B. I mean, you poo-pooed it. I mean, you quit. You were yelling at me. You quickly dismissed it. I'm ready. Yeah, there it is. I'm ready. I can audition. I don't want to leave the family, but I can certainly be a member of a mafia family.
Pauly Bacala.
Bring a lot to the table.
No. You're definitely Big P.
Big P.
Murder on a boat, swimming with the fishes.
Sure, absolutely. Overboard? Right. Some people ask that my guy be like a Tom Higgins. You don't want to ask me for advice. I wouldn't. No, that'd be good. Couldn't be a good Tom Higgins. No way. Bad for the Bucks. Hornets, Lane 2, and then 2-point choice. Pacers from 2. The Hornets won, but by 1. That's a horrible landing spot for the Bucks, and it was a 24-0 run in the second half there. 76ers, Pelicans under 227 down to 224. Couple bad beats. Pacers money line, as I mentioned, led by 16 at the half. The huge run by the Hornets in the second half. Astros Red Sox under 9.5. 1-0 in the sixth. Okay, calm down. Okay. But then with two outs in the ninth, they get two runs to put it over. 9-1 final. Is that now 8? What did you get on the game one? You mentioned it was an alt line. It was a 5-4 in game one. What was the
alt line was 9.
What was the total?
It was a push, actually.
Okay.
In
so
game one.
That's 7-0-1 then for Houston over.
Yeah, but I bet
7-1-1.
I think the game was 8.5. I bet alt over 9.
Okay.
So that was a push over on 9, but over 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's 8 straight overs then for the Astros, I believe. There you go. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at betrivers.com.
People love your baking soda line yesterday. It was great. Can you give me the list, Paulie, of positive things baking soda has done for you over the last 5 years?
No, I cannot.
Do you have a small box of baking soda at the house?
I had it in the fridge. Yeah.
Do you right now?
In the fridge. Yeah, still have it. Every place I go. Sometimes it comes with the fridge.
So you move you put into it in a new place. But that's the only thing you've ever done
with baking
soda. Comes
in with the fridge, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. 10-1-5-4-9-5-12-3-9-2-9-1. And I forgot about, 9-4-12-6. Yeah, I got it. 1-2.
You're on top of it.
Hold on. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Yeah, that's 8 straight overs for the Astros. Oh, God. Now, a miracle in game 4. But still, that's 8 straight overs for the Astros.
Okay, do you want to go contrarian tonight and say, well, whatever, you think they're dead. So I'm asking you personally here. Do you want to go for individual Dodger players to hit a home run and for the team to win?
No.
You don't? Okay, because they have good numbers lifetime off of Fried, although he's been really good.
He's been awesome.
You got to take Justin Turner out of the lineup.
Right.
But Trey Turner, lifetime, these are all going to be small sample sizes, but that's what we deal with in baseball most of the time. 9 of 24 with a home run. That's a .375 batting average. 4 runs scored off of him. Bellinger is .286 with a home run. Corey Seager is only 3 of 15, but he has a home run. And Will Smith also has a home run. So it's 7 overall home runs by the Dodgers, but you need to take Justin Turner out of there, so it's basically 5. You can find Trey Turner to go deep in a win is 6-1. Seager plus .550 in a win. Pujols to go deep plus .550 in the team to win. That should be closer to like 15-1, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I know you were going to be surprised even when it was 2-0 if this series wasn't going to make it back to Atlanta. I don't think it goes back to Atlanta. The other thing is that when they put this, it's going to be an opener tonight. When they go with the starters, they're only giving them 3-4 innings. And Scherzer wasn't bad, but he only went 4 1/3 in game 2.
See, that's the thing.
But that was they should have won game 1. They definitely should have won game 2. They should have a miracle comeback in game 3. And I don't know what the hell that was yesterday. But plus money with the Braves, adjusted series price, Atlanta minus -410. Take back on the Dodgers plus +330.
Would you at least think about going Max Scherzer as a starter today? I know it was game 2. He went, 79 pitches? If there is a guy that I can, trust on extremely short rest,
yeah,
it would be someone like him. To go out there again today, I'd have the conversation with him and say, look, what do you think? I would not use the words "we need you," but I'd say give us the breakdown here, Max. How's the shoulder? How's the arm? Do you want to go out there and give it a shot today? See how you feel. I would talk about that if I'm Dave Roberts.
Well, season's on the line. With the exception of Urias, everyone should be available. Yep. All hands on deck.
And the way he played with your I was asking the question all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are we sure he's ready to go? It was huge number.
No, he wasn't.
That was just, why would you bring him out in the eighth inning the other night? Why would you do that? You have other guys.
Right.
Who you can go to in the bullpen in the eighth inning. You have like the best eighth inning guy in baseball. Training? He's awesome. I don't know.
No, but I can't believe the offense. And I know without having Muncy's big, but Trey Turner's been a disappointment. You don't have Justin now, but it was hit or miss or feast or famine against the Giants. Taylor hits the walk-off to make it 3-1. They couldn't get anything going against Wainwright.
Yep.
Although I think they left the bases loaded early in that game. Shut out by Webb. Went crazy in game 2. Shut out in game 3. Won game 5, 2-1. Lost 3-2, 5-4. Scored 2 runs last night. If Bellinger, they have 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th before Bellinger goes deep in game 3. Maybe it's just running out of gas. And just, the defending champs, and you had to fight with the Giants all year. You had to play the Cardinals in the play-in game, a wild card game. You had to go epic 5-game series against the Giants.
Yep.
Braves, no sweat, I guess. We knew they were going to win the division from what, mid-September? Early September?
It's also baseball, and this happens more often than people think.
You're
looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcasts. He hosts a show here on VSiN. He's also the VP of Circa in downtown Las Vegas. Mike Palm in studio coming up next. The leader in the contest is 26-4. We'll talk contest with him coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the BetRivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
New to the game or a seasoned bettor? OddsTrader.com has everything you need to make the right bet ahead of kickoff. Begin your handicapping journey with OddsTrader. Improve your edge by finding the best price on every game from sportsbooks in your backyard. Take advantage of the numerous sign-up bonus offers to pad your bankroll. Dive into key game statistics, player performance, and even account for the projected game day weather. Best of all, you can use the OddsTrader bet tracker to keep a log of your action. Welcome to OddsTrader, and best of luck.
PointsBet understands that in sports, it pays to be fast. Want to bet? Place a bet. Fast. See a play. Bet during the game. Fast. Want your money? Get your money. Fast. With promos that change every day and being able to parlay a single game. Now that's betting at the speed of sports. Because every second matters. Time is money, and it pays to be fast. With two risk-free bets up to $2,000.
This is VSIN, 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 VSIN.